Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Sarah Jenkins, and I've spent the last decade studying marine biology with a special focus on dolphin behaviour. I've always been fascinated by the ocean. As a young child, I initially wanted to be a vet, expecting to work with domestic animals. But watching a television documentary about marine life completely changed my mind and set me on the path to studying the oceans. I was instantly captivated by the intelligence of marine mammals. When we think about dolphin sounds, people often assume they use their mouths in the exact same way we use ours. However, that's not the case. Most of the rapid clicks and squeaks we hear underwater are actually related to their breathing rather than standard vocal cords. They manipulate air in their blowholes to produce these incredible sounds. Over the years, many researchers have tried to teach dolphins to mimic human speech to see how much they can learn. They can manage some basic vowel sounds quite well, but because they have differently shaped mouths to humans, they lack the necessary voice equipment to reproduce our consonants. But what makes their vocalizations truly fascinating isn't just their ability to mimic us. Amazingly, dolphins demonstrate a clear cognitive awareness of when to employ specific phrases, indicating a concerted effort to communicate with humans. They aren't just making random noises in response to prompts. They understand the context and know exactly what they are saying to us. Within their own pods, their communication is equally complex. Every dolphin develops a unique signature sound soon after birth, which functions much like a human name. You might assume it's a complex, multi-layered song, but it's actually a specific whistle that they use to identify themselves to others in the group. It's how they introduce themselves. To study these incredible creatures in the wild, I don't just rely on standard underwater microphones or hydrophones. Instead, I attach a specialized waterproof camera to the side of my research boat. This allows me to observe their physical gestures alongside their sounds, because their body language plays a huge role in how they interact. Experts point out that the unique grammatical nature of human language arose due to life in large communities. In a very similar way, dolphins' complex communication skills are largely a result of them growing up in large communities, where they are constantly interacting with dozens of peers daily, requiring sophisticated social rules. Their brilliant intelligence also shines through during hunting. Recently, we observed a pod off the coast cooperating closely with local fishermen. Rather than just stealing the catch, as some critics initially thought, they actively drive fish into the fishing nets, and in return, they easily catch the fish that scatter and try to escape. It's a highly coordinated, mutually beneficial partnership. Furthermore, while many people believe that a dolphin's complex calls are solely about practical things like finding food or warning of predators, my recent studies show they are also conveying complex emotions to one another, such as deep frustration or immense joy during play. Looking ahead, my work isn't just about passive observation. While I could easily spend the next few years simply writing another academic paper, my ultimate goal is to establish a dedicated conservation project to protect their natural habitats from ongoing pollution and overfishing. If we want to continue learning from them, we have to ensure they thrive. Thank you.